I don't want to touch it.
You're going to touch it.
I don't want to. It's gross.
Grandpa made a face, one that bordered on murderous, and then sucked in a calming breath. We were fishing. It was supposed to be a relaxing afternoon. Whoever suggested taking 2 9-year-olds out onto a pond in a small aluminum boat and trying to force them to thread worms onto hooks without snagging their fingers was going to pay when Grandpa got us back to town. One look at his irritated face guaranteed me that.
It's not gross,
Grandpa said, tipping his canvas hat back on his head so he could study us.
It's a great way to spend the afternoon. Well, at least it should be. It's usually much quieter. Still, I'm convinced we're going to have a good time. Just as soon as you two stop squawking.
Whoever told you this was going to be fun lied.
My cousin Derek crossed his arms over his chest, frustrated.
This is supposed to be a man's sport. She's not a man.
I narrowed my eyes, doing my best impression of my mother when someone told her that polyester was an acceptable fabric, and jutted out my lower lip.
If you're such a man, how come you won't bait your own hook?
Grandpa chuckled. He couldn't help himself. He was raised during a time when men did manly things, like fishing, shooting guns, and golfing. And women did womanly things, like cleaning, trying on shoes, and nagging. And yet he'd still brought me along for the afternoon trip. I had a feeling he was afraid of my mother's look, even if he'd never admit it. He didn't want to take a girl fishing. He didn't want to argue with every female in the family even more, though. Because Derek and I were only 9 months apart in age, we were often lumped together. He was the oldest boy, and I was the oldest girl. We had several female cousins 3 years behind us, but we were the alphas. Right now, though, he was acting like a baby. The only thing missing was a diaper.
Stop whining,
Grandpa ordered, extending his index finger in Derek's direction.
Avery has already caught 2 fish. You haven't even baited your own hook yet. You're embarrassing me.
Why is he embarrassing you? I asked, genuinely confused. He's scared of worms. I can bait the hook for him.
He doesn't want to touch the fish either,
Grandpa pointed out.
He says they're slimy.
They are slimy.
You touched them,
Grandpa said. I'm a superhero, I explained. I have to touch them. I can't look like a baby.
Well, I don't want Derek to look like a baby either.
He is a baby, I said. He can't help it.
You're a baby,
Derek snapped, smacking my arm.
You shouldn't even be here. I heard Grandpa telling your mom that all you were going to do was complain.
And yet she's the one who will bait a hook,
Grandpa grumbled under his breath. I want to go home, I announced.
Why? I thought you were having fun.
We'd been on the pond for exactly 20 minutes, though it probably felt like 20 years to Grandpa. He had his own look when he was annoyed, and it was firmly in place now. You don't want me here, I said. Derek just told me. I already knew he didn't want to take me. I'm nosy. I listened to the argument, too. I figured if I made enough of a stink, someone would offer me something better to do. That never happened, so I was stuck fishing. This was my out.
Derek is making that up,
Grandpa said. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Grandpa sighed, exasperated.
Has anyone ever told you that you're a piece of work? All women are painful. But I have a feeling you're going to take the cake.
I narrowed my eyes. You hurt my feelings.
I think you're making that up,
Grandpa said.
Are you saying you want me here? I want to go home,
I said.
I don't want to be anywhere I'm not wanted, and you don't want me here because I'm not a boy. I'm not stupid. No one would ever accuse you of being stupid,
Grandpa said.
In fact, you're too smart for your own good. You manipulated me into bringing you out here. Then you bossed Derek around until you pushed him over the edge. And now you're pitching a fit to go home. This is all working out great for you,
he said. I want ice cream, too,